It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. Well, as I said yesterday, this week I'm taking a little time off, and I thought I'd share some archive interviews from the early days of the Ship Report. Today we'll hear an excerpt from an interview I did with now-retired Columbia River bar pilot Captain Deborah Dempsey and now-retired KMUN engineer Terry Wilson. Both of these folks spent many years at sea, Debbie as a ship captain and Terry as a radio officer. In this interview, we were talking about something that happened in 2006, in the summer of 2006, when a car carrier called the Cougar Ace suddenly leaned way over on her side in the ocean off the Aleutian Islands. She hung there, canted sideways, while the crew was evacuated and eventually the ship was towed to Portland, and the cargo, brand new cars, was declared a total loss. Here's a clip from that interview.
And she is a big car carrier full of 5,000 cars, most of them Mazdas, brand new cars. All of a sudden, she just ended up over on her side. And the news reports that I saw said something cryptic about, you know, shifting ballast water. So what is that all about?
Well, a ship like that, a container ship, the Ro-Ros that I sailed on, you're carrying thousands of tons of ballast water to keep the ship upright. And in addition to that, you have thousands of tons of fuel oil. And I don't know specifically what happened to the Cougar Ace, but yes, it must have been a ballast, moving ballast water situation. And perhaps the fuel tanks underneath the ballast tanks were empty. And that the pumping of the, and you can move hundreds of tons of ballast water, 600 tons, 1200 tons in an hour. So it's pretty fast. The pumps can shift the ballast around, which you have to do when you're loading a container ship. You know, these boxes are weighing 20 tons or whatever. You have to keep the ship level in order to get the boxes loaded properly, and also to keep the ship upright. When car ships first came into being, you know, 20-some-odd years ago or whatever, there was a photo that passed around the fleet showing a car ship in about the same situation as the Cougar Ace right alongside the dock, and it was a ballast water mess-up.
And so that ship just kind of tipped over.
That ship just tipped over. Still had positive stability, didn't capsize, just like the Cougar Ace. You know, good thing it was calm weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or it probably would have been one of those ships that was lost. But it had to be some type of a ballast water with the pumps or whatever. Something failed or somebody made an error.
All of these modern ships have a room called the cargo control room. And it's as big, on the last ship I was on, it's big, almost as big as Tilikum House, area-wise. And it's just for moving this liquid around in the bottom of the ship. And if pumps don't work or somebody falls asleep on watch, there can be real problems.
That's right. But, you know, and where stability really gets really tender is with these big container ships that you see coming in and out. And the center of gravity is so high what is called GM, metacentric height, is very, very little. And the smaller that number, the more tender the ship. And that means the ship will just roll, do nice, slow, easy rolls. Now, a stiff ship like the bulkers, where all the cargo is in the bottom, you know, the center of gravity is very low, and your GM, your metacentric height, is a large number, and that's what we call a stiff condition, and they're doing a very rapid roll, a quick snap roll, and they won't tip over. But with the car ships and the container ships, that's a different story.
And here is some more information about ballast water from a website called Bright Hub Engineering. A ship at sea is a massive structure, which, though floatable, requires stability to sail through the water. Since water is easily and abundantly available at sea, it's used for providing the required stability and trim to the ship. And trim is a term that has to do with how the ship is sitting in the water. And trim is a term that has to do with how the ship sits in the water. Is she upright? Is she balanced? Is she listing to one side or the other? A properly trimmed ship should be sitting up straight, so to speak, and not leaning to one side or the other. This water is known as ballast water, and the process of taking on ballast water into the ship is known as ballasting. The tanks on ships where the ballast water is filled are known as ballast tanks. And so ships have a dedicated ballast water system on board and tanks for this purpose. The ballast tanks are located at the lowermost region of the ship, below the machinery room, below the engine room. Ballasting is important for the ship's own safety, and thus special attention is given to this process. And in the case of the Cougar Ace, I read quite a bit about this. There were just many, many articles about it, of course, as you might imagine, analyzing what happened. And in one article, I read that a computer malfunction could have contributed to the uneven filling of those ballast tanks. And so they may have had some of this automatically computerized and something went wrong. And by the time they realized that the ship was dangerously out of balance. Another issue with ballasting that you may have read about or heard about is the issue of invasive species being introduced into different areas of the world by taking on water in one place and expelling it in another. So ships are required now to, when they take on ballast water in a port, they're required to expel it at sea. So if you take ballast water on in a freshwater port and you expel it out at sea in the salt water, whatever organisms you pick up will be killed in the process. And so the intent of that policy is to prevent organisms from being taken from one marine ecosystem into another, which can be very damaging. To introduce a species that is not native to an area can cause a real imbalance in the local ecosystem. So that is a very high-profile issue around the around ballast water that you may have read about. And so there are rules in place to prevent those invasive species from taking hold, but it certainly has happened that ballast water has introduced dangerous species into non-native marine environments. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.